It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
And welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action tonight from our district semifinals over here in Wapakoneta High School as our Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the Marion Local Flyers. And Jordan, welcome.
Hey, how's it going tonight, Brian? I think I'm losing.
There we go. They had the wrong mics up.
Oh, getting ready for some tournament basketball here. It's going to be a great night.
It will be. And in action here recapping tonight, the St. Henry Redskins defeated, as a number four seed, defeated the New Bremen Cardinals, who were the two seed, 58-45. And we were talking before we came in, similar outcome to last year.
Yeah, I mean, you know how St. Henry is. Once they get hot, you got to be careful, you know, and I think that was one of those games.
You know, looking at the record, St. Henry's coming out with Coach Eric Rosenbeck. They came in with a 12-11 record, one game above 500. This victory tonight put them at 13-11. And for New Bremen, as the two seed coming in with Coach Corey Stevens, they came in with a 18-5 record, and the loss puts them at 18-6. And, you know, looking back on our senior night, we played New Bremen. And if they would have defeated us and St. John's defeated Marion, there would have been a three-way tie. And you look at that and say, Henry was kind of a middle-of-the-pack team in the MAC.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, a week later, 2 weeks later, and, you know, we witnessed what we just saw here tonight.
Yeah, very much. And I don't think neither one of us expected that by no means. You know, New Bremen's a pretty solid team. And not taking anything away from St. Henry, but you know, talking to some of the fans before we got here, I guess St. Henry couldn't miss, and New Bremen struggled a little bit. I believe Tiemann only had 3 points for them, which is probably a season low for him, if I'm not mistaken.
He put a hurting on us.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, props to St. Henry, and hopefully the Indians get a chance to battle them out on Friday.
Right, and you're listening here to, again, Brian Patch, Jordan Winter on the Wayne IGA pregame show, and let's take a look at, you know, we're playing the Marion Local Flyers here, the number one seed. They're coming in right now with a 22-5 record. Our Fort Recovery Indians is the five seed, and we are 15-9. And looking at the game previously that we played against Marion Local, and we were looking at kind of keys and highlights, and you had circled a thing there, Jordan, on the paper, and tell our fans at Fort Recovery, what did you circle there?
You know, so as me and Coach Pass were going through this, the biggest thing that we obviously didn't get a face was Jaden Mesher for the Marion Local Flyers. You know, he was hurt. I'm not sure if he broke his nose. I know he did something to
him. He had surgery and all
and,
that stuff.
So he did not show up for that game. I know otherwise he is a pretty high scorer for the Flyers. He is their leading scorer. So it's definitely going to be a big key for the Flyers tonight, and it's going to be something that the Indians are going to have to slow down for sure.
You know, and in that game, looking here at the scores, you know, it started out the end of one. The Flyers led over our Indians 18-9. In the second quarter, we outscored them 11-8 to take to be trailing by 6 at halftime, 26-20. In the third quarter, it was 5-4, a very low scoring game, quarter, and we still trailed 31-24. With 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Jordan, if you recall, we did that game together. It was a 2-point ball game.
That's right.
With 2 minutes to go, it ended up being 48-32. And I remember Marion went on that run. I think it was like a 12-0 run or 12-1 run, something like that, over the last 2 minutes that ended up, you know, for them pulling away. And so if you're our Indians, what do you take away from a game like that?
You know, I think you can take a lot of positives from it for sure. One, they're definitely a team that can be beat. You know, we've seen them get beat by other teams, Versailles, who we also beat. We had a close game with Delphus, and they obviously, it was a pretty close game beginning of the game towards the third quarter. But, with that being said, when we played them, you know, we matched them pretty well as far as size-wise. You know, I think Daniel did a nice job inside, and so did Kale. And I'm hoping that, you know, I believe we were all man at the time in that game. So it's going to be interesting. The way we've been playing zone lately, you know, I'm anxious to see, you know, Coach Leverett come out in that 3-2 zone or that 1-2-2, you know, and kind of really mix them up. And, you know, I think the Indians definitely have something to look forward to.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting, I think, as well, is, you know, like you said, Jaden Mesher did not play. He's leading the area with 63s on the year, which is a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, you add him in there with Jack Kanapke now, who has a post presence. You know, how we're going to choose the double team and where we're going to double team from, I think, will be interesting. So let's take a break, pay some bills, and we'll come back and continue with the keys of the game.
Has your day been a little crazy and now it's time for supper? Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want, chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food. Brick Street Tavern has delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now they also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. On Monday, it will be Mystery Monday with something different each week. On Tuesday, it's a meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it's their famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, they have their half-pound cheeseburger, fries, and slaw. And remember, in addition to these regular favorites at lunch, they now offer a second lunch special every day. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Monday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
And we are back here at the Walpole Kaneta Gymnasium. I'm not sure what
we don't call it the wigwam. How about that?
The wigwam. You always come up with something good. You know that?
I try.
I was going to go with more like the teepee, but I like the wigwam. No, let's do the wigwam. I like that. Anywho, so back to our, you know, our little bit of our pregame show that we were talking about. One thing, too, I wanted to hit on, too, for Marion Local, you know, the Kanapke kid, he hasn't been playing the last couple games.
Yeah, he actually had a shoulder injury, and you know, rumors. Obviously, you being a from Marion, you may have heard some of this or not. But the rumors going around was, hey, he's a big track and field athlete. Oregon University's interested in this kid, and you know, he doesn't want to get hurt. So he set out about the last three or four games. Didn't know if he was going to play. Then he twisted an ankle and he's in a boot.
Yeah. And he didn't play at all last game.
Yeah, he actually had a boot and, you know, so on. And we have some family from Marion, and we talked to them, tried to get some scoop a little bit, and they're like, Marion, they throw everybody in a boot. You know, so, like, he's going to play. And, you know, we were here, and he wasn't going to play and all this kind of stuff. But he's out there right now. But the thing is I think a key is on all offensive end, and let's make him guard.
Yeah.
Let's make him run. You know, he hasn't practiced a whole lot, so obviously at this point in time, your conditioning goes a little bit. So I'd say let's put him some pick and rolls, and let's do some things where he's got to be able to do that. Now, the key is going to be, if you recall in our last game, he guarded Troy Holman, and they used him as a sagger and basically just double-teamed Kel in the post every time and didn't really guard Troy. You know, the last game, Troy had a great game for us, had 10 points where he got to the basket and did some creative stuff for us and had a chance to finish and do a great job of that. So, you know, if that's an option, what they try to do, hopefully we're able to make them pay with that decision.
Yeah, absolutely. And it'll be interesting to see if they continue to come out in their man defense like they have been playing. And, you know, I'm anxious to see how they're going to, what adjustments Coach Leverett's going to make with, you know, having already played them. And, you know, what we're going to do tonight.
Well, you know, and looking here also at the scoreboard from the last game is Kel Ramel was held to 13 points. That was his lowest output of the season at 13 points. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they guard him this game as well.
Yeah, very much. You know, I was trying to figure this out before we were before we got in the air, and I never got to talk too much about it, but we didn't really talk much or hear much of the Niekamp boy, you know, in the very first game we played. He was kind of, you know, minute, you know, he gave us what? Played against us, had 2 points.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think a threat like that, you know, he's 6'8"?
Yeah.
But he doesn't offer that scoring threat. So it will be interesting to see what we do. You know, I don't think he's going to be much of a threat for us, but he's always when you have somebody that tall in a high school game, someone you always have to be worried about. So
absolutely. And keys of the game, you know, I think one is going to be how we defend the post against Jack. Jack had 18 against us last time. You know, he was game high score. And also with that is how are we going to make him play on the defensive end? I think it's going to be a key. The other part is how are we going to defend the outside? You know, they have some really good outside threats and guards. You know, the Iron kid had 7 against us. The Pullman kid had 12 against us. He hit 2 threes. Hess had 5 against us, hit a 3. Ranley had a 3 against us. You know, when you have some guys who can shoot the ball out there like they can, and then you add in Mesher, who's leading the area with 63s, on top of a 6'8 post player, you know, I think that's going to be interesting to see how we defend them. And then on top of that, you're not going to hold Kel Ramel down to 13 points.
I don't think so.
I would be willing to bet a lot of money on that he's not going to be held to 13 points this game.
And what do you think some of the keys are for the Indians tonight?
I think one, how are we going to rebound? You know, we have not probably done a great job of rebounding all year. I'd say that's probably one of our weaknesses. How are we going to rebound against this team? And are we going to be able to have the ability to hit some outside shots? And, you know, I think the key is, too, is we've been really good in the last couple games when we've had a lot of guys score. And the one guy who hasn't scored for us a lot has been Landon Post.
Yeah.
And I think we need, for us to win tonight, we got to have all 5 starters and a bench guy or so make a contribution more than 2 or 4 points. You know, we got to have all of our guys step up and be able to score for us to where it's really hard to defend. And you can't just focus on Kel. And I think Landon's a big part of that. I think Rex is a big part of that. Daniels played well late. You know, and Troy had a big game for us last time. And if they guard him similar to that, I think we've got to be able to make those guys pay for those decisions they make.
I 100% agree. You know, we need a full-out team win here, and it's going to take everything we got.
Absolutely. All right, we are about 15 seconds away from putting it down to the zeros, and then we got the national anthem and all that other good stuff. And we will be back here at the Wapakoneta as our 4 recovery Indians are taking on the Marion Local Flyers in a district semifinal action.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number 1 for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Lent is here and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with 2 sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Port Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
All right, again, we're back. Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action tonight from Walpop as our Fort Recovery Indians here taking on the Marion Local Flyers. Again, Fort Recovery is coming in with a 15-9 fifth-seeded rankings coming in our district here. And the Marion Local Flyers are coming in with a 22-5 record and seeded number one. And, Jordan, you want to go through some starting lineups here for the Marion Local Flyers?
Yep, for the Marion Local Flyers, we have senior guard number 11, Jaden Mesher. Another senior guard, number 12, Tate Hess. Another senior guard, number 15, Brandon Knight. A sophomore forward, I guess you'd call him, 6'8". Number 23, Austin Niekamp. And a junior center, number 33, Jack Canappy. And they're coached there by Kurt Gutemeyer.
All right, and they're getting ready to go through the lineups there for Fort Recovery and announcing the non-starters. And so we'll go through those for you just because sometimes those guys maybe don't get as much recognition. And so for our non-starters, we're going number 2, Riggs Toby, who's a 6'1" junior. Number 3, Reese Guggenbiller, who's a 6'1" junior. Alex Dews is a 6'2" junior. Number 4. Number 5, Briggs Overman, is a 6-foot sophomore. Eli Leonards, who is not playing due to a hurt foot, but he's a 6'3 sophomore. And senior Wyatt Grover, who has not played all year because he's been injured with a injured knee and hip area, and so that's Wyatt. That's our bench. So we're getting ready to go through our starting lineups here. And starting for our Fort Recovery Indians and Coach Bob Leverett for the Purple and White is number 0, Landon Post, who's a 6-foot senior. Number 10, Troy Holman, who's a 6-foot junior. Number 12, Rex Leverett, who's a 6'4 junior. Number 21, Daniel Patch, who's a 6'7 senior. And number 22, Kale Rammel, who's a 6'5 senior. And Jordan, I think you got a shout out you would like to give to before we get started.
Yeah, if Laurel Pohl is listening, got to give a big shout out to her and her family. And unfortunately, I know they're rooting for the Flyers, but you know, it's always been a pleasure working with Laura, and hopefully she's listening here tonight.
And I had a chance to meet her the other day as the Marion Faithful traveled up to Findlay to watch the Findlay Oilers take on the Hillsdale Chargers, and I was there to watch my daughter and the Hillsdale Chargers play. And the girls walked away with a huge victory. 17 threes made in that game, and they won by 15 at Findlay to put them in the GMAC tournament.
Wow, that's crazy.
Which they just played in today, and I know they're on their way back from a 6.5-hour or so bus ride listening on the radio. And so shout out to my daughter, Olivia Patch, and her teammates, the Hillsdale Lady Chargers. Congrats on a great year. They lost by 1 in overtime to the second-seeded team in the conference. And they actually were down about 9 or 10 with 1.5 minutes. Came back, tied the game up, sent it to overtime. and then we lost by, we were down four with about 5 seconds left. We hit a three to cut it to one, and time just expired. And I, watching that game, that's one of those games where we didn't really lose, just time ran out on us. But, you know, shout out to those girls. They've had a great year this year, and safe drive home, and I know they're all listening to the game tonight, so congrats on a great year, ladies. And also shout out to Rocket Rick Kramer, hooking us up with some stats today for the team here. And so I appreciate that, Rocket. Thank you for all that you do for WCSM, or I guess the Wave now, and also helping us out with that. So.
Absolutely.
We're getting ready to tip here as Austin Niekamp is going up against Kale Rimmel. The Indians will be going left to right on your radio dial, and the Flyers will be going right to left. And the tip is controlled by Nate Hess and the Flyers.
Nate Hess rotates the ball over to Jaden Mesher. Mesher back to Hess. Over to Niekamp at the top, trying to figure out our zone here. Ike over the corner, Jaden Mesher, landing post with a tip out there.
And right now they do look a little discombobulated here as they're trying to figure out what we're in. So Hess is taking the ball out in the corner. Tough spot to take it out of. Throws it into Niekamp, handoff right there, back up to Mesher on the right-hand side. Hess has the ball up top, gets it into Niekamp, and turnaround shot, no good, and Daniel Patch with the rebound.
I like this. I like.
They didn't even guard Niekamp at 15 feet. They just let him have that uncontested. So a little strategy here by the Indians employed. Troy Holmes bringing it across. High post to Daniel Patch. Guarded by Kanapke. This is a different matchup as well for them. Daniel Patch swings the ball on the left-hand side to Rex Leverett. Back to Daniel Patch. Over to Troy Holmes. Back to Kel Rammel. Kel Rammel's up top. Dribbles up. Picks up his dribble. Throws over to Rex Leverett. Lex drives. Kicks over to Landon Post on the left-hand side. We need Landon Post to have a big night here. Daniel Patch catches it up top, drives on Kanapke, kicks over to Rex Leverett. Rex thinks about a three, turns it down, skips it over to Landon Post. Indians are patient here, and that's what we saw the other day too, Jordan. Cal Rammel has the ball inside, turnaround goes up, and good off the glass. Putting the Indians' first 2 points on the board and draw first blood here against the Marion Local Flyers in the Fall of Mechanical first quarter scoreboard.
And right there, that's a man, 6'5", going against 6'8".
Yep, great post move by Cal Rammel. And he's also jumping that little 1-2-2 full court trap back over into the 3-2 half court. Hess has the ball, swings it over to Mesher. We got to find him. Three up, no good. Rebound, Rex Leverett.
Big rebound there for the Indians.
Coach Leverett now hollers out some instructions to junior Troy Holman. Swings it over to Rex Leverett. Rex drives across, hands off to. Fake hand off to Landon Post. Now he hands off to Troy Holman. Troy over to Daniel Patch. Daniel back to Kel Rammel. Rex Leverett for three. Oh, off the back of the rim. Look good going up. Great shot for the Indians right there. Just a little long. Quickly down the floor is nice pass inside from Hess. Yep, Hess to Kanapke inside. Had Kel Rammel sealed up. 2-2 here the first 3 minutes of the game.
Troy Holman walking the ball up the floor. Trying to get organized here.
Flyers are in man-to-man defense. Kel Rammel is trying to get posted up inside. Daniel Patch gives it to him. Triple team. Knocked down. Kick out for Daniel Patch. In and out on the three. That would have been a big shot for the Indians right there. Rebound, though, to the Flyers. Hess has it. Walking it up. Swings it to Eink on the left-hand side. Coming out to Mesher. Mesher back up to Hess. Hess drives into the gap. Kick out to Mesher in the corner. Three. No good. Same thing. Ball was down and out. Rebound, Kel Rammel. Right now, I like our defensive effort on the glass, Jordan.
I do, too. And, you know, I think we got a little confidence because I think they understand that, hey, we can beat these guys.
Yeah, we're playing with some confidence. High ball screen now coming up from Daniel Patch to Kel Rammel. Over to Rex Leverett. Over to Troy Holman on the short corner. Turnaround jumper. Troy Holman, good. Putting the Indians up 4-2. Big basket by Troy Holman right there.
He found the seam, found the gap, and took a great shot.
Yep, great read by Troy to get into the gap.
Here the Indians are extending their 1-2-2. The Flyers are being patient. Tate Hess with the ball. He tacks, kicks out to Eink. Eink to the corner of Mesher. Mesher back up to Eink. Eink feeds Kanapke inside. Back out to Tate Hess. Tate Hess attacks. Dishes down to Kanapke for two.
Yeah, the Flyers are patient. They know what they want. They're a well-seasoned team as well. And so nice pass inside there.
Good ball movement.
it's kind of one of you got to pick your poison a little bit with how you're going to guard them.
Yeah.
Daniel Patch for three on the other end. Good. Nice screen there by Kel Rammel setting up Daniel Patch. Good find by Troy Holman.
And he's a guy that we really need to have hot.
Yeah.
All these guys, we get confidence in them, they're going to be unstoppable.
Right now, I like our matchups too right here. Oh, we left Mesher open. No good on that end. Rebound, Landon Post. Got a gang rebound, which we just did.
Ooh. Tough call going into the Flyers.
Yeah.
Number 10, Mitchell Ranley, and number 4, Luke Pullman will be checking in for Eichen Kanapke. This kind of shocks me, them taking Kanapke out this quick.
Yep.
Tate Hess inbounding the ball in the corner.
I like our gang rebounding mentality, though, tonight right
I
there, Jordan, so far early here. 3:31 to go in the first quarter. Pullman has the ball up top. Swings it over to Hess, or Eichen, excuse me. No, that was Hess. I was wrong. Hess has the ball over to Pullman on the left-hand side. Thought about a three in the kneecap in the high post. Swings it over to Ranley. Drives back in. Hess has the ball. 15-foot pull-up. Ooh, that is a tough hit by him. Basket good there by Mitchell Ranley, 6-foot junior.
Troy Holman walking the ball back up the floor for the Indians. High ball screen by Kale Rammel. Pass it over to Kale. Kale attacks. Looking for a turnaround. Gives it over to Troy Holman. Troy attacks the rim. Nothing there. Kicks out to Kale Rammel. Kale Rammel waiting for the ball screen from Rex Leverett. Ooh, we look at that slip. It's right there. Daniel Patch with the ball. Pass the ball over to Kale Rammel. Kale's looking. Back over to Troy Holman. Troy over to Rex on the wing. Backside. Nope, nothing there. Skips past to Troy Holman across the court. Troy pulls up for a jumper. No good off the rim. Tate Hess with the rebound. He attacks, pushing the ball up the floor. Surveying the floor a little bit. Feeds the ball. Kneecamp inside, rotates. Blocked by Kale Rammel, rebound by Daniel Patch.
Right now it's 7-6, Indians lead with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Kale Rammel has the ball up top, drives in, picks up his dribble, spin move, gets over to Troy Holman.
There's where we need to feed the ball, right there.
Yeah, the coach is yelling, get it to him. Daniel's working hard in there, and we're not trying to get it to him. And coach is screaming, Leverett, get the ball to him inside. Daniel Patch for three. Off the back of the rim.
The Flyers push the ball hard up.
And turn it on that end.
Turn the ball over.
Coach Mesker's yelling at Troy right now. You got to get him the ball. He's working hard in there. You got to throw it in there to him. Make him collapse. Make him collapse. And then that's where you get your kickouts and guys can cut off of that, which we were doing a great job of the last game.
Yeah, yeah, very much. We had a super great defensive game. Probably the best we've had last week. And hopefully we can get the same thing out.
Alex Dews checks in, and Reese Guggenbiller replacing Post and Leverett. Daniel Patch picks his dribble, swings it over to Troy Holman up top, over to Reese Guggenbiller, gets it inside to Kel Rammel. Now we got four guys on Kel. He turns and goes up. Nice. I'm amazed with how we're trying to punish him inside.
And that's double teamed right there.
That was about a quadruple team. Kel Rammel just says, I'm going up with this thing, and makes a man's move and scores. And we jump back into that 1-2-2. Token three-quarter court trap there. Pullman has the ball on the right-hand side. Swings it up to Hess. Over to Eichen. Back over to Hess. Throws it over to Ranley. Luckily, there was nobody there. Kind of a soft pass. Pullman has the ball in the corner. Swings the ball. Right now, Flyers are doing a good job of being patient. Indians are doing a great job of talking on defense as well. 47 seconds to go. Flyers are struggling to get a shot off. 15-foot baseline pull-up. Good for Ranley. Cuts into the Indians lead now. It's 9-8 Indians lead with 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Follow mechanical scoreboard.
And hopefully we can get a good last shot here. We struggle, it seems like, on a lot of times. Maybe we jinxed it. I hope not. But we struggle to get this late shot. And there's another early quick bucket. But hey,
great cut by Alex Dews. And Daniel Patch finds him on the basket cut.
I will take that. That was a great look.
Point blank range. We'll take those good shots. 11-8 Indians lead with 15 seconds.
You know what I like even better is the confidence we just had going to the rim.
Yep.
Alex Dews, that was great.
Pullman has the ball over on the right-hand side. Up to Hess up top. Hess throws it over to Pullman for three.
No good.
Rebound comes away to Alex Dews as time goes off. First quarter. Sees off four recovery Indians lead, 11-8. Jordan, thoughts on that quarter?
Great quarter right there. You know, it's going to be
a pre-sale only, and you can order your dinners by using an envelope.
Battle of the wills right now. It's quarter for quarter. What quarters can you win, all right? And You can't beat it whenever you got the Indian faithful on your back cheering loud that we just won that first quarter.
Right now, our bench is fired up. Let's take a break and be back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
And we're back again at the end of one. Our Indians lead 11-8, and we have a couple subs. Landon Post and Rex Leverett check back in for Daniel Patch and Troy Ullman, putting Ramo Post, Leverett, Dews, and Guggenbiller on the floor. And again, the Indians ball to start off. Flyers go man-to-man. Rex Leverett has the ball on the right-hand side, dribbles back up, and off to Landon Post. Landon drives in, stops, pivot, hits Rex. That was a good pass. Rex had a chance for a three.
Slow there.
Yep. Bobbled ball. Landon Post was wide open. Riggs Guggenbiller drives in, tosses it up too hard off the glass. Oh, Rex Leverett just got hammered. They don't call anything.
No foul.
On the offensive rebound, that should have been a foul call. Marius quickly down the floor. Mesher has the ball. Over to Hess. Hess lets the three fly.
No good.
No good. Defense tipped up rebound by Guggenbiller. Rebound, Reese Guggenbiller.
Landon Post with the ball, bring the ball up the floor. Over to Reese Guggenbiller. Reese rotates over to Cale Rammel for three. Got it. Big three ball by Cale Rammel. Brings the Indians lead 14-8. Tate Hess with the ball at the top. Rotates over to Ranley. Ranley back over to Hess. These Flyers are struggling to get into any kind of offensive groove, really. Ranley skip pass over Mesher. Mesher back up to Tate Hess. Tate back over the top of the key at Ranley. Mesher feeds in to Niekamp. Niekamp struggles with the ball a little bit. Kicks out to Mesher. No look. Tacks the rim. Hands off to Niekamp. Misses the two. Ball's up in the air. Alex Dews with the rebound.
Great effort. Great rebound right there. The great thing about this is Marion Local Flyers are running a 3-out-2-in offense.
Kale with
that's what we're running
rim
on defense. That's got to be a foul. My goodness, he got hammered, knocked to the ground.
Wow. Tate Hess pushing the ball hard. Kicks out to Jaden Mesher on the corner for three. And it rims in, and he got it.
All used all parts of that rim right there for Hess, or Mesher, excuse me.
That was a big three for the Flyers. They needed that, unfortunately.
Yep. 6:07 to go here in the second quarter. K&L Tractor scoreboard in his lead, 14-11. Reese Guggenbiller throwing the ball up here at top, trying to slow things down a little bit. Kanapke's on him. That is one of the fastest kids we've probably had at Fort Recovery in a while, guarded by a 6'8 kid. Yeah.
This is where I want to get him.
And there he goes by him. And just blows away and gets a rebound, though. Throws it up wildly off the glass. No good. I like that matchup, though, by Reese. He can go by him anytime he wants. We just got to be able to finish. Take it up strong there, Reese. Marion has the ball right now. Has to dribble across the top. Throws it over to Mesher up top. Mesher swings it over to Kanapke. I won't even guard him out there.
Yeah.
Back to Hess. Over to Mesher. Overload on this side. Kanapke for three. Good on that one.
Correction there. Niekamp for three.
Oh, excuse me.
No,
I'm sorry.
You're good. You're
Niekamp for three. Tying it up. 14-14. Rammel has the ball for the Indians. Walking it down right now. Hand off to Rex Leverett. Rex drives into the middle. Spins. Thought about a turnaround jumper. That's kind of been his shot, but turns it down. Swings it out the post. Over to Guggenbiller on the left-hand side. Kel tells him, take him.
Yeah.
Rammel has the ball on the right-hand side. Kicks over to Leverett. Leverett thought about a three. Drives in. Powers up. Goes up. Gets fouled. Absolutely.
Late call there.
Well, it was strange because the official who watched the play didn't call, but the official with his back to it didn't call it. It was obvious foul.
Yeah.
I mean, an obvious foul.
I don't know how this is the first foul of the game. How is that?
You are correct.
This is a MAC basketball game, and that's the very first foul. Wow.
Very physical. Holman and Patch check in, replacing Guggenbiller and Deuce. Great minutes for those guys.
Ooh, Dick.
Kel Remmel has the ball inside, goes up and lays it in for Kel Remmel. Nice pass and nice offensive set there.
Good find by Troy Holman, and great bucket there for Remmel.
Yep, 16-14 in his lead. Coming to the halfway point of the second quarter.
Mesher passes over to Niekamp. Back up to Mesher. Back over to Tate Hess. Back to Mesher. And it's amazing how patient they are. Hess attacks. Niekamp for three. Got it. The second three ball for Niekamp.
Which is strange, too. The Flyers now take a one-point lead, 17-16. He didn't even look to shoot a 15-footer unguarded, but yet he shot two threes here.
Yeah.
Troy Holman has the ball inside, almost lost it, throws over to Kel Remmel. He spins, throws over to Rex Lorette. Rex drives baseline, takes it up, and gets blocked by Niekamp. Niekamp hands it over to Hess. Hess is looking to push in transition over to Mesher. Back away, dribble back to Niekamp. Heat check. No good. Rebound, Landon Post. When you just hit two in a row, nothing but net, you're going to let it fly the first time you touch it, and that's what Niekamp did.
Troy Holman walking the ball up the floor.
Right now, we have a chance to get Kel Remmel ISO'd inside. And right now, we're trying to get him the ball, except for we just dribbled away from his side.
Right now, you got to set a spin move down. See, you know, they bring everybody out there. That's perfect time for Kel to work on his post move right there.
Troy Holman has it on the left-hand side.
Get out there, Landon.
Rex Leverett has the ball. Now we're trying to get Kel inside, and here's what's happening. And now is Troy happens to be on the same side as the ball, and they're not even guarding him. So now we're double teaming Kel. They're sagging off. They're playing behind him and in front of Kel when that happens. Kel then dribbles out and shoots a three.
In and out.
In and out off of that one. Rebound Flyers.
Big defense here for the Indians.
Brantley has the ball over to Mesher.
Steal
by Daniel Patch.
Indians trying to get organized here.
Walking down the floor and getting some instructions from Coach Mesker and Coach Leverett. Kel Remmel back screens for Daniel to get him out there. And we talked about this the last time with how they were guarding Troy. Deflected pass there by Mesher out of bounds. Says Troy's got to be up top. He can't be on the same side from the wing because they're not guarding him.
Yeah.
And they're double Kel every time he's in the post. So they're playing behind and in front Kel. It's hard to get it to him. But if Troy's up top, you can't sag as much off of that.
Yeah,
and so you got to be able to, and plus Troy's best shot's driving in the paint to that little free throw line, a little below that, and getting the ball.
Good
call right there on Eink, on Kel Remmel. So if Troy's up top, now he can penetrate gaps, plus now he has kickouts, two wings off of that as well.
Yeah, very much. 100% agree with that.
Troy's getting ready to trigger the ball in.
Ooh, I thought you were going to take that deep three there.
Daniel finds Rex Leverett for a little 12-footer miss. Good shot, though, by Rex. Keep shooting those, Rex. Those will fall for him. He's too good of a shooter.
A little bit more legs under him, and he'll be fine.
Right now, Marion's, again, being patient. Eink has the ball on the left-hand side, trying to get Kanapke inside. Good overloading with Mesher. Daniel comes out and guards him. Back up to Pullman, swinging the ball over to Ranley. Ranley back out to, can't see that number. What is that? Eink?
Yep.
Back up to Ranley.
Good rotation by the Indians here on the zone defense.
Right. We're talking, doing a great job. Coach Guttermiller takes a timeout as he is struggling to find some seams and gaps there. Let's take a timeout with them. Full timeout. Indians trail by one with a minute 48 to go in the second quarter. 17-16 Flyers lead.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back again here at Wapakoneta as our Indians show with a minute 48, 17-16. You know, Marion's coming in here as the number one seed, 22-5. Beat us pretty handily, Jordan. You know, one might say we need a constantial, you know, help
there
here.
There you go.
Help here to be able to come back and win this thing. But, you know, Indians look really good right now. Niekamp has the ball on the left-hand side up to Hess. Hess is driving in, guarded by Rex LeVret. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. They're going to call a foul on that.
See, so this is what's frustrating for me.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm sure a lot of fans can agree. When you call the game in one quarter and then you call it completely different in the second quarter.
Rex didn't even have his hands on him. They're calling a hand check, which ironically is Rex's first foul, which is great for us as he's been in foul trouble. And he's our almost second to third leading scorer right there. He's in, him and Landon both are about like a half a point away from each other. Three for Niekamp. Uh-oh, that's three threes for that young man.
9 points for Niekamp. Wow.
You know, we've done a great job on Mesher, who's hit 63s on the year coming in, but Niekamp right now has three himself. Indians are going to run a set here. Cal Ramel pops off from the elbow. Daniel Patch is getting ready to screen Landon Post. Come up now with a high ball screen on Cal Ramel and gets fouled by Jack Kanapke trying to hard hedge that screen. So foul on Jack. That is his first.
And I like Flyers third. I like the set. I would like to see that slip a little bit quicker. And, you know, obviously Kale's getting a lot of pressure on that. So that's a tough play to read. But I feel like that slips there all day.
Troy Holman has the ball up top now. Throws over to two. We missed Kale on a curl. Rex LeVret has it on the baseline. Three. Up long. Troy Holman with the rebound. One of the smallest guys on the court. Oh, they're coming. Great hustle and effort there by Troy Holman to basically go up. He is the smallest player on the floor right now and got an offensive rebound.
I didn't see any ball stoppage in that that whole time. I don't know when you're going up like that. Phew.
Right now, Mesher has the ball against our 1-2-2 three-quarter court trap. Hess is dribbling up, loses it, but retains the ball now. Swings the ball over to Ranley on the right-hand side in front of the Fort Faithful. Back over to Hess, trying to get Mesher running baseline. They go away from him. Penetrate in there. Great defense right now by the Indians, and Rex LeVret up top without fouling, keeping Hess in front. 20 seconds to go here. Flyers are probably going to hold here for one shot. Hess has the ball here at half court. 10 seconds left. Looking to attack now. Drives in. Stops. Loses the ball again. Rex is still on him with 6 seconds. Hess drives in. Little Euro step. They're going to call a foul on that. Oh, my goodness gracious. Cal Ramel had his hands up, basically tried to get out of the way, and they call a foul on Cal Ramel.
It can't be shooting.
And they're calling it on a shot. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I'm going to put that under a questionable call.
I think so, too.
Hess goes to the free throw line and swishes that one, giving him his third point of the night. Increasing that Flyer lead by 5 now, 21-16 with 1.9 seconds to go. Hess has the chance to dribble. Second one, eyes and flies and hits that one. 6-point lead for the Flyers, 22-16, 1.9 still here. Rex LeVret's triggering the ball in.
Rex can run the width of the baseline here, so maybe we'll get some little action.
It's Cal Ramel. Kel turns one dribble and throws it up and hits the back of the rim from about 75 feet. That looked good going in. Heck of a toss there by Kel. All right, Jordan, first half sees our Indians trail 22-16. What are your thoughts?
Honestly, we shut down that three ball by Niekamp, and this isn't a ball game. I mean, that's obviously the big difference for us right now. He has nine of their 22 points, and just easy looks for him. You know, I like what we're doing on defense. Honestly, I like what we're doing on offense. If we can get a little bit better, you know, more attacks to the rim, and it always helps get a few more calls.
All right, let's take a break. Again, our Indians trail by 6, 22-16, halftime.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experience changed within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your moat or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049. Your partner in planning and making you first.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take-and-bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take-and-bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Again, we're back here at Wapakoneta, and our Indians are trailing the Marion Local Flyers 22-16. Quarter scores went like this. At the end of one, we saw our Indians lead by three, 11-8. And the second quarter was not very good for the purple and white as we got outscored by the Flyers 14-5 and now trail 22-16. Leading scores for the Indians is Kel Rammel with 9 points, Daniel Patch with three, Alex Dews with two, and Troy Holman with two. And that rounds out the scoring for the Indians. And Jordan for the Flyers.
Yeah, Niekamp putting up nine, shooting three for four behind the arc. Mesher with only three, Hess four, Kanapke with four, and Ranley with two. So,
and, you know, we were talking off air right here. The key we felt to the game is how we're going to guard Kanapke. And, you know, how are we going to be able to guard Mesher? Right now, they have 7 points combined, but I don't think we accounted for Austin Niekamp scoring 9 points.
No, not when you're 6'8", not definitely not from the arc either.
Well, you know, we know he can shoot it a little bit, but, you know, in the game we played him the first time, you know, he had 2 points, didn't even look to shoot it outside. No. And, you know, we were going through and checking the scores that Rocket Kramer had given us, and, you know, and maybe 8 games or so has he put up some, you know, a few
double
points,
yeah.
Double-digit points, where most of the time it's been 2, 4, 6, you know, 5, 4. You know, he's had a lot of low-scoring games where it's not even really been a threat a whole lot. you know, right now he's the difference maker for him.
Yeah, he's there. He averages 7.6 points a game, and obviously, you know, he came in, started hitting a couple, and now he feels good about himself. So we got to definitely be ready coming out in this next half. We got to know where he is.
So right now, you know, that adds to their weaponry, obviously. You throw a guy out there, Mesher, who hasn't been hot yet, has 3 points. You know he can get hot real quick.
Yeah.
He can heat up. You know, they're trying to run him on the baseline a lot to get free. They're basically running a two-guard look with a high post, low post with Niekamp and Kanapke in there. And then when Niekamp's in the high post, he'll sneak out to the outside on the wing, and this is where he's hitting him, is on the left wing. You know, basically they run a four-guard look with Niekamp sneaking out against our 3-2, which basically puts us almost at a disadvantage, you know, a minus one player on the perimeter, really, from the defensive standpoint.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you got to worry about Niekamp inside. You know, my fear is we start to get too extended, worrying about the three-point shot, we're going to be worrying about Niekamp in there. Unless we know he's not moving very well, which, you know, he hasn't had really a chance to make a back-to-the-basket move. All of his moves have been drives. Help side's been coming, and they've been ditching it off basically for layups or power-ups. So we really haven't seen Jack make a post move yet. That's my thing, is maybe we make him make a post move or two.
You know, I would agree with you. And, you know, I feel like a lot of stuff, most of our closeouts, when they've attacked the rim, we've just been over-closing out. You know, I think if we have some good gap control on those closeouts, it's going to make Tate Hess second-guess, you know, whether he can get in there. And, you know, if we can take that to our advantage, not only does it help us prevent them from getting the ball inside, but then it also gives you a little bit more time to react to those outside shots and make good closeouts to the corners.
Yeah, you know, because like I said, they're good. I mean, they're 22-5 for a reason. They have a lot of shooters out there, and then they have, you know, Jack Kanapke, who's really a nice post player, stands at 6'8". So we kind of gotta, you know, I guess maybe pick our poison and figure out which one we want to go with. At the same time, on the offensive end, I think we got to do a better job. Coach Leverett was not happy with a couple possessions. We had Daniel ISO'd inside, and we did not get him the ball. We had Kel Ramo ISO'd inside. We did not get him the ball. And then a couple things, too. When we do kick it out and swing the ball and move it, we're not making the best passes. So we had missed Landon Post and Rex Leverett a couple times open on the outside, where we had not great passes to them. So when they did catch it, you know, they had to readjust themselves and get themselves set back up. They couldn't catch it in the pocket where the shooters like it, or they can just go straight up with it.
And, you know, one big thing I've seen over here on the offensive side from our first quarter to second quarter was, you know, the first quarter we did a great job at getting the ball inside, and when it wasn't there, we'd kick it out. That second quarter, we started, stressing doing the ball screen actions, and they were hedging so hard, and we couldn't get any action off of it. So I'm hoping that we can get back into that groove that we had in the first quarter, you know, whether we get the inside look, but even if we get that great outside shot that we're good at taking, you know, that's going to be a big key factor for the Indians.
All right, let's take one more break, and we'll get ready to start the third quarter action here, and that will be sponsored by Fort Recovery Insurance, and it will be Indians ball when we come back.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a 3-piece fried pollock dinner, a 1 or 2-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an 8-piece sauteed jumbo shrimp dinner, and all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their 2-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Getting Indians ball here to start off. Troy Holman has the ball over to Kel Ramel. Oh, he has a clear out on that left-hand side. Drive spins, jump stops, kick out to Daniel. Daniel shot fake, got Kanapke off the ground, threw it over to Troy Holman, hand off to Kel Ramel up top. Back over to Daniel Patch. Kel Ramel draw ball screens. Daniel drives in. Little 5-foot pull-up. Nice move by Daniel Patch. Kind of disregarded Jack off of that drive.
Yeah.
That's a part of the game we haven't seen in a while. Or ever. Putting the ball on the floor to create for himself.
Tate Hess with the ball, bringing the ball up. taking his time.
Yeah, like it's almost like they felt like they thought we might switch here because they were standing out there just watching and see what we were in. Kanapke with the ball inside, kick out to Ike. Ike for three, no good. Mesher with the rebound, goes up, no good. Leverett with the rebound. Dodged the bullet on that one. Kel Ramel with the ball over to Daniel Patch.
Ooh.
Shot fake off of that, drives in, swings over to Rex Leverett. Rex drives in, spin move. Kick out to Daniel Patch. Daniel Patch lets the three fly. Good. Up top, Daniel Patch. Five quick points for the Indians here. 22-21. Gives Daniel eight on the night.
Mesher with the ball on the left wing. Passes up to Ike. Ike back over to Tate Hess. Tate Hess looking inside at the canap. He's posting up. Feeds the ball to Niekamp. High post. Back out to Mesher.
Right now, I love our defense because Daniel's in there talking, directing things.
Yeah.
Communicating, and we got two great ball defenders on the wings with Landon and Troy. My goodness, can they cover ground out there.
Yeah.
And then you throw Rex in the high post, and Marion's doing a great job of trying to overload it with Mesher, and we're doing a great job of talking, and Troy and Landon are covering ground out there.
Yeah, they are.
Covering corner to corner on that plus wing.
And the foul there by Rex Leverett with just a reach-in foul. Tate Hess checks the ball in up to...
Great talk by Troy Holman right there. They got switched up, him and Rex, and they just communicated the talk. That's what you want to see.
Good steal.
And that created a turnover right there by Landon Post. Great job. Great defense right there by the Indians.
Kale Ramwell attacking the rim. Kicks out Daniel Pash. Daniel looks in. Kale with another dribble. Hands off to Landon Post. Back out to Kale. Kale kicks out to Troy Holman.
Oh, that's another one. If we could have got cleanly, Daniel had his swing wide open on that side. Daniel swings over Rex Leverett. Rex lets it fly. Little long on that end. Rebound Mesher. Swings it over to Hess. Hess is pushing up to Ike. Dribbles down to the baseline. Swings it back up. Great rotation by the Flyers. Three for Mesher. No good. Daniel Patch with the rebound.
Great team rebound right there.
Landon's looking to attack right now. Swinging behind him, Daniel. Quicks up to Daniel. On the left-hand side. Guarded by Kanapke. Gets it over. Get Kel to get him the ball in there. That's a foul.
Yep.
Good. There we go. Great offense by Daniel Landon right there, swinging it over to Rammel. Kel says, get it to me every time, boys.
Yeah. Yeah. And the best part for Landon, you know, he feeds that in there. They're diving down on Kel.
Absolutely.
He's sitting right there, ready, locked and loaded.
The easiest shot is a 1-2 step right back in that you work on all the time. And that, you get that by a post-entry pass.
Troy Holman checks the ball in to Rex Leverett at the elbow.
He had a chance for a 15-footer. Instead, drives into that 12-foot range, drives in there, shot no good. Kel Ramo with the rebound. Take it back up, Kel. Goes up, gets blocked, goes back up again, gets fouled, misses the shot. Great hustle and effort by Kel Ramo. Has a chance now to get himself a reward and go to the free throw line.
And that kid right now is busting his butt. What is there, two offensive rebounds there by Kale?
Yep.
And he keeps powering it back up, powering it back up. It doesn't matter if you get blocked as long as you keep working at it. He earned himself two shots at stride.
And hits that one.
Ties the game up 22-0. Alex Dews checking in the game for Rex Leverett.
You know, Rex just has to settle down right now. We know he's too good of a shooter. Misses that one. Daniel Patch with the deflection, but they come up with it. Rex is too good of a shooter to be, you know, missing some of these shots. He'll hit some of these. You just got to keep positive, keep being aggressive, and stay confident.
Alex Dews with good defense there.
Niekamp has the ball on the left-hand side, being hawked by Troy Holman. Troy's like, you are not getting a shot off here tonight. The rest of this one. Mesher with the ball in the corner.
Good close out there.
Yep. Great talk by the Indians so far. Hopefully we can keep this up and finish this possession off because we've done a great job right down here. Mesher has the ball, dribbles back up, swings the ball to Pullman, who just checked in, over to Hess, back over to Mesher, three in the corner, hits that one. Great ball movement right there, slow closeout on the Indians' part.
As much as I don't want to say, you can expect to give that shot up when you're running the zone, you know.
Yep, corner three is the toughest one to hit.
That's right. So you're making them take a
Shot. Miscommunication play there by Troy Holman and Landon Post. And those happen once in a while. Landon was reading curl, and he curled, and Troy didn't read that. And Troy thought he was popping up, and really no one's fault. Just happens to be a turnover you get.
Kanapke checking in for Niekamp.
4:20 to go here in the third quarter for Recovery Insurance. Again, the Flyers are leading 25 over our Indians, 22. I keep getting a score. I keep on thinking we're on the left-hand side of that thing. I thought we were up for a second there.
be nice.
We will be in another couple possessions here,
hopefully.
Mesher drives in.
Nothing there.
Ooh. Almost got a turnover on the Flyers, and wild shot. No good.
Daniel Patch with the rebound.
By Nate Hess there.
Big possession here for the Indians.
Kel Rimmel has the ball on the right-hand side, drives, picks up his dribble, throws over to Troy Holman. Troy drives in, misses the layup, rebound Marion Local.
Great attack by Troy. He got to the rim.
Yep. Drives in, lob pass out of bounds. Great help side right there. Our defense is doing a pretty good job. I know we've got 25. We're down right now, but ball pressure right there by Alex Dews. Beats him off the dribble. Daniel steps up. They try to throw a lob pass, throws it out of bounds. Our 1-2-2, not creating turnovers, but still making them work a little bit. Change of pace, look here for him. Troy Holman's walking the ball up. Left-hand side, throws it to Daniel Patch in front of the coach Lover right there. Swings it back over to Kel Rimmel on the right-hand side. Kel's driving in. Kicks out to Daniel Patch. Daniel Patch lets that three fly. That was long. Yep, rebound, offensive rebound, landed post. Goes up for reverse. No. No call on that. Outlets to Ike in transition. Pulls up, and Kel Rimmel lets him go. He misses it. Kel Rimmel with a rebound. Attack him, Kel. Kel's pushing in transition. No look. Oh, that they got no way. There is no way they're calling that a charge on Kel Rimmel. Kel Rimmel, Euro stepped in, ball faked it, and Euroed, and they call a charge as he was sliding under him. You got to be set. You can't be sliding on that.
I don't. There's not been too many calls that went for the Indians tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy. Reese Guggenbiller checking in for
Troy Holman. 3:08 to go here in the third quarter. Our Indians trail by 3, 25-22 still. Indians jump up in that 1-2-2.
A little bit extended now.
Yeah, it is. Alex is picking them up here at the three-point line instead of half court. Flyers are patient here with it. Hess has the ball up top, getting organized for the Flyers. High ball screen by Jack.
Ooh.
Moving screen,
maybe? That's what I was hoping, too.
How about we call a moving screen one time?
Indians call on number zero, Landon Post, is first.
Well, I don't know if we have to worry about fouls right now, so.
No. I agree, Olivia. Olivia texted and said that was a horrible call on Cal. Watching on NFHS. I agree, Liv. As our Fort Recovery faithful thought the same thing. Flyers are being patient here, working the ball around. Mesher has the ball to Niekamp. Swings it back up to Hess. Hess drives in. Looks for Mesher. Swings it back over to Pullman. Pullman thought about a three. Throws it back up to Hess. Over to Niekamp in the corner. Back up. Working the ball around. Coming in that high post area. Look to drive in. Indians dig at it. And he spins and shoots it. All right, now 27-22, Flyers lead. Daniel Patch, high ball screen on Kel Rimmel, slips it. He catches it on the wing, thinks about a drive, throws over to back to Kel Rimmel. Kel drives in, splits the defense, goes up.
No foul.
No foul, are you kidding me? Jeez-um, Pete.
Wow. That's crazy. They need to start calling this both ways, and the Indian faithful are not happy about that one bit.
That's horrible. He should be at the free throw line right now.
Landon Post checking the ball into Kale. Top of the key. Kale with a pull-up jumper. Got it.
Kale even says he hit me on my arm. Like, what's it going to take to get a foul call here
tonight?
Tough
shot there by Kale Rimmel. Flyers bring the ball down slowly. Tate Hess crossed over to the half-court line. Tate's looking to attack. Hits Pullman on, over on the wing. Back up to Tate Hess. They're being patient out on the wings. Tate Hess with the ball back to the top. Feeds the ball into Niekamp at the high post. Kicks out to Pullman. Pullman for three. Got it. Brings Flyers to 30. Indians 24.
But right now they're running a double, a high post and a low post. And Indians are going to take a full timeout. We'll come back and talk about that here.
Yep.
Minute 19 to go in the third quarter. Our Indians trail by six. 30-24.
An easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings, and lots of fish and shrimp during Lent. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. America Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Again, we're back here at Wapakoneta. Our Indians are trailing 30-24. And again, Jordan, we were talking about right before we went to break here about the Flyers offense, and they're running a high post, low post, and they're running three or two guards against it. So anytime you see an odd zone, which is what we're in right now, 3-2, you want to run an even front.
Yep.
And that's what they're doing, a two-guard front. They're running a baseline runner, and then they're overloading it. So every time they catch a ball in the corner, they have four guys on that side against our three. So
that's right. That's right.
And that's why they're able to get some of these looks. Rex Leverett, who just checked in for Alex Deuce, has the ball. Reese Guggenbill checked in for Troy Holman as well. Turnover. Reese recovers the ball. Deflected on the Flyer.
White.
Yeah. He was pointing to the other end.
I know.
Jesus.
I think he already was predetermined on who's going to get that ball.
Let's clean this thing up here and get this thing under control here, officials.
Got to give a quick shout-out to Eric and Jamie Hours, who are listening out in the Dominican Republic.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a drive.
Heck, yeah.
Daniel Patch drives in, kicks the wreck. Rex be able to catch and shoot that. Have confidence, buddy. Gets it into Rex Leverett. Nice
good
pass
feet.
To Daniel Patch to Rex
good
Leverett.
Right there.
On the backside. Great pass by Daniel inside, getting it in there to Rex, wide open Rex.
Less than a minute here in the third quarter. Tate Hess walking the ball up the floor, trying to survey it. Skip pass over to Pullman. Pullman on the corner, no look. Kale Rammel with great defense.
It looked like he drug his foot on that. I thought Kale created a turnover there.
And the Indians are kind of coming up
trap.
Here.
I like it.
Trapping. There we go. Good defense right there. Timeout there by Kurt Guttermiller. A big defensive play there for the Indians. I know there was no turnover, but those are the kind of things you need, that momentum, that intensity.
And on top of it, you make Marion burn a timeout on top of it.
Very
so let's
much.
Take one with them and be right back.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here at Wapakoneta with 28.9 seconds to go in the third quarter, and our Indians trail by 4, 30-26 as we came out in a little half-court trap here. Some defensive pressure was being applied. Again, when Rex Leverett traps you at 6'4", with active hands of Reese Guggenbiller and Landon Pose, that makes it tough.
Yeah, very much.
Hess right now has the ball.
Great trap.
We're coming right out to trap him again. Great deflection good. By Rex. Gets a turnover. I love it.
You see that blitz trap? That's what it's all about right there.
Right now, 13 seconds to go in the quarter. 11 seconds. 9. Got to attack, fellas. We got to attack, Rex. Ball screen here by Kel. Hand off. That's a good choice, too. 3 seconds. Kel dribbles in. Stop, pops. And no good on the three.
You know what? I'm almost tired of us waiting to take this last shot. I don't know why, but.
All right. Indians trail going into the fourth and out by 4. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hello. This is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes.
quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Well, that quarter saw our Indians chipping the lead here by two as we outscored the Flyers 10-8. It'll be Marion's ball to start off. They're extending their offense here now out. They got three guys almost out to the volleyball line. I think they were afraid of our trap. I think it's what they're thinking here. Hess drives in, kicks over to Mesher, almost a turnover.
He didn't even look inside.
No, Mesher has a knee camp.
Good show there by Cale Rammel.
Yep. Right now, you know, and really they haven't tried to get it to Jack inside at all. He's got defense. 4 points. And I say that, and they get it right in there to him. He takes it up, and
good defense there by Cale Rammel.
Cale gets a deflection on that one.
Indians pushing the ball up on the right side. Troy Holman sets the ball screen. Cale doesn't use it. Rotates back over to Rex Leverett. Rex feeds the ball to Cale. Cale steps back. No shot. Skip pass over to Daniel. Daniel feeds it to Cale Rammel. Cale goes up. Got it.
Nice inside pass and great finish there by Cale.
And what did we talk about before? We got to get the ball inside to work it out.
Well, and it helps. Daniel's 6'7". He can see over things, and he's a passer. He's a willing passer, and he gets it in there.
And right now, the Flyers are trying to scramble around. They're struggling getting the ball up because we got the Indians coming in from behind.
Yep. Again, Mesher has the ball. That's someone we got to definitely get out and guard as he's hit 63s on the year.
Oh!
Gets it inside to Kanapke. Misses it. Ah. Indians had the rebound and lost it. Three! No good. Rex Leverett with the rebound. Right now, it's 6:28 to go. Indians trail by two. Indians ball. Cal Ramos walking it up. Big possession here for the Indians. Daniel Patch has it on the left-hand side. Skip pass to Troy Holman over to Rex Leverett. Rex is holding the ball here. We got some tired Indians right now.
Yeah, we do.
Might be a good timeout right here. Landon Post thought about a three on a step back.
Nope.
Skip to Daniel. Back up to Troy Holman. I think Coach Leverett says, hey, let's get Cal Rammel inside. Plus give us a break here a little bit. Daniel Patch has the ball. Back up to Rex Leverett. Rex is driving in there. Stops. Throws it up to Troy Holman. Over to Rex Leverett or Daniel Patch. Daniel thought about trying to get it into him. Gets it into Cal Rammel. Back to Daniel Patch. Patch up to Leverett. I think this is one of those things we're tired more than anything right now.
Yeah.
Counts on. I mean, because we're down two. We're not definitely not trying to hold it. I just think we're tired trying to catch ourselves a break here a little bit without using a timeout. Patch has the ball. Throws up to Cal Rammel. Cal Rammel drives in, kicks over to Rex Leverett on the corner. Rex drives in, loses the ball. Back to Cal Rammel. Cal lets a three go. No good. Landon Post goes out for a rebound. Like right there is
that should have been a foul.
Yeah, they don't call. Hess in transition. Euro step himself. Deflect the pass. And out of bounds on it. Flyers.
Oh.
I mean.
How does that not. How is that? So they called out of bounds on the Indians there, and Tate has to be checking the ball out, unfortunately.
Counts on right now. Ah, we fell asleep right there. It's one of those plays they looking like they're not paying attention, waiting on it. They just lob it in. Missed the shot. Big miss right there. Coach Leverett sees that. We've been tired. Takes the full timeout.
Great timeout right here.
Great call.
Big defensive stop here on the other end. So. The Indians can get focused here. We really need a big bucket.
We got 4:44 to go here in this one, and it's Flyers lead 30-28. Let's take a break.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings, and lots of fish and shrimp during Lent. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
And we're back. Troy Holman has the ball now for the Indians. Again, Indians trail by two. Daniel Patch has the ball on the right-hand side. Swings it over to Rex Leverett, trying to get Kel inside. Good cut by Landon Post. Counts on against Rex. Swings it over to Holman, over to Patch, trying to get the ball inside. Landon Post has it on the little curl. Kick out to Daniel. Daniel drives in from the top, picks it up, throws it over to Holman. Getting Kel set up on a back screen. Post has the ball on the right-hand side, guarded by Mesher. Tries to drive in. They're going to call a hand check.
I don't see us getting to the bonus unless it gets too close or too far apart here. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure.
Well, they haven't called many fouls. Yeah. That's the third team foul for both teams here with halfway through this fourth quarter. Daniel Patch has the ball up to Rex Leverett.
Good curl there by Landon. Nothing there.
Rex drives in now. About loses the ball. Throws it into Kel Rimmel. Triple teamed on that. Kel dribbles back out to the three-point line. Let's go. Hits it. Indians lead. Three by Kel. 31-30. 3:44 to go. Indian faithful on their feet here trying to get the crowd into it. Ike has the ball up top over to Mesher. And he's still in the 1-2-2.
They're going to run a double 3-2. Screen down here for Mesher to the corner.
Yeah. And a little curl cut right there it is. Knee camp, no good. Great box out inside. Great coverage. Rebound Indians.
Big possession here for the Indians. They got to value this one.
Kel Rimmel on the right-hand side up to Rex Leverett. Rex is checking where he's at on the floor. Counts on. He can dribble now. Over to Kel Rimmel. 3 minutes to go. Kel Rimmel drives in, over to Daniel Patch. Patch over to Leverett. Almost a four-corner look right now. I don't think it's so much to stall here a little bit, but more so just to give us a break and get us organized. First, spread them out, yeah. Jordan.
The biggest thing I worry about here is trying to make these cross-court passes. Right now, we should have had a feed right there. Yeah.
Kel Rimmel has it on the left-hand side because right now everyone's out on their man trying to pressure hard. We can get Kel Rimmel inside on ISO. Keep working, Kel. We're being patient.
That's got to be a foul.
You know, Kel's frustrated right there. We're not trying to get him the ball, but you got to understand, everyone else is trying to. We're trying to take a little bit of time off and be patient, spread you out. And if you do catch the ball, everyone else is going to basket cut. You got to keep working because, like, he kind of gave up on that post up right there, and we're lobbing it to him as he's giving it up on it.
Ranley checks in for Kanapke. That's kind of an odd.
Well, right now they know they got to come out and pressure a little bit more. 2:30 to go. Post has the ball. Dribbles back up. Ball screen here by Kel Rimmel. Throw it over to Daniel. Daniel's getting trapped. Goes
timeout.
And splits
good
it.
Good timeout.
30-second timeout. Let's stay right here. So right now, what do you think Coach Leverett's trying to get out of this?
You know, obviously we're trying to burn up some clock. You know, keep the ball in our possession, and we want to value it to the point of, you know, the Flyers coming out trying to extend their defense that, you know, there's a double over here that we might be able to hit a guy in the middle and then find somebody down at the block. You know, right now it's not an interest for the Indians to take the three-pointer or anything like that by no means, but if we can get an open look down in the paint, that's what we want.
I think we're trying to spread them out so we have driving lanes and so we have ISOs inside on Kel. If he can catch it, there's no help. Because if we hold the ball like we are a little bit, Marion's going to panic. Yeah. And they're going to come out and guard us hard. That opens up things now where Kel, if he can catch in the high post, I take Kel Rimmel gets any defender 101 right now.
I would too, 100%. You know, it's your senior leader. He's your high point scorer, and he's just working his butt off.
We trigger it in. A little struggle to get in. We do catch it here in the backcourt with Troy Holman. Drives in, throws it over to Landon Post. 2:12 to go here in the fourth quarter. Our Indians are leading by one. Landon Post drives in, picks the dribble up. Back cut right there it is. And that's what we were talking about and what waiting on right there is drive in. There's no backside help because everyone's scrambling.
And we get that easy bucket on the bottom. But unfortunately, they got the foul before we get that far. Now that's five team fouls for the Flyers. They're doubling up Kale there on the block.
go. Deep pass into Kel Ramler. He goes up high to get it. Be careful. Throws it over to Rex Leverett in the corner. Back up to Kel. Again, under 2 minutes here to go. Kel Ramler's driving in. Goes up. That's got to be a foul. Absolutely.
They get him for a foul. There we go. Two shots.
Now we just have to have Kel step up to the free throw line and hit some free throws here. Minute 53 to go here in this Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Our Indians are leading right now 31-30. First team All-MAC, Kel Ramel steps up to the free throw line and short on that one. Big miss there for the Indians. Kanapke checks in as Pullman, replacing Ike and Ranley. The Indians have Holman, Post, Ramel, Patchen, Leverett on the floor, our starters.
It's a big free throw here for Kel Ramel.
And those guys have logged a lot of minutes for the Indians tonight.
Off the back of the rim.
No good there for the purple and white.
Tay Hess kicks the ball over to Mesher in the corner. Mesher back up to Tay Hess. Back down the corner to Niekamp. Tay Hess with the ball. He tags.
Ooh, I think there's a travel there. Niekamp for three from the top of the key.
Off the back of the rim. Rebound by Kel Ramel.
And you can see the Marion Faithful starting to panic a little bit as their hands are on their heads here.
Yep.
Daniel Patch has the ball to Troy Holman. Troy Holman has back up to Daniel Patch. Daniel over to Rex Leverett. We need Landon Post getting a touch right here.
Absolutely.
He's our best free throw shooter. We need him with the ball or Rex Leverett. I like Rex with it as well. He looked good the other night. Oh, Rex almost got called for an offensive foul as he did extend that arm a little bit. But they call a blocking call first. That's the 17th foul. We send Rex Leverett to the free throw line.
He'll be shooting one-on-one here. Is that 17 fouls for the Flyers?
Minute eight to go. Indians lead 31-30. Come on, Rex.
Got it. I hit everything.
Big hit by Rex Leverett. Uses all that rim to go in, but we'll take it. Rex steps up, couple dribbles, eyes the next one, round the rim, no good. Indians lead by two, the minute to go.
Tay Hess pushing the ball up the floor.
Right now, no three. We don't want a three.
Indians back in there, 1-2-2.
Let him drive. It's all right.
Tay Hess with the layup right down the middle of the lane.
High ball game, under a minute to go, 32-32, Indians ball.
Kel Ramel attacks, they call a block foul. Tay Hess.
Now we need Kel Ramel to step to the free throw line here. Just missed his last two free throws. We need him to step up and hit this one. No free throws bigger than this one for this senior.
That's right.
The purple and white, who's had an outstanding career here at Fort Recovery.
Still is a 1-1. Got it.
Bingo, Kel Ramel. It's that one. Gives him 18 on the night.
Gives the Indians a lead, 33-32.
Second one is up and good. Indians lead by two.
46 seconds left to play.
Don't give up a layup, but no threes.
That's right. That's right. We have 10 fouls to give. Tate Hess bringing the ball down the floor.
Absolutely. We only got three fouls. We need a foul.
Kanapke. Tate Hess.
Get out.
Mesher for three from the corner. Got it.
Not what we needed. Mesher hits that one with 30 seconds to go. Flyers lead by one, 35-34. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings, and lots of fish and shrimp during Lent. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
We're back here. Indians trail by one now, 35-34. Again, Jordan, we were talking raw off air here a little bit. Hess is a guy who's not going to score a lot for you. He's not a great outside shooter. When he started to drive off this high ball screen by Kanapke, I'd almost let him go.
I would have too.
Keep Landon, keep Troy out on the perimeter, guys. Don't have them sag.
stay out on shooters and let Hess try to beat you.
100%.
Because Kanapke's up top, so he's out of the equation on the high ball screen. And then you got Hess trying to drive in there. Let him make him shoot a 10-foot, 12-foot pull-up. He doesn't want to do that.
Exactly. Plus, then we would have had the last shot at the end of the game to win.
Right. So right now, with 31.3 seconds to go, again, the Indians trail by one. We have to be somewhat urgent here to try to get there because we don't want to wait to the end, because if we miss, we won't have a whole lot of time. So.
That's right. Not only that, we want those options for second chance points, offensive rebounds.
And plus, we got a foul. We only got three fouls. That could hurt us here in a little bit, too. Troy Ullman has the ball. High ball screen by Daniel Patch. Over to Rex Leverett. Rex drives in. Spins back out.
10 seconds.
Over to Troy Holman. And they're going to call a timeout underneath. So it'll be Indians ball underneath with 7.3 seconds. That was one of those things. We were trying to get the ball inside to Kel Rammel. And we're struggling. So Coach Leverett saw that. Saw Troy Holman start to drive and hurry him, called a quick timeout.
Yep.
Let's stay here, Jordan. Right now, if you're the Indians and you're Coach Bob Leverett in his shoes, obviously, our first option is Kel Rammel, is it not?
Absolutely.
So how are we going to try to get him the ball? In a lob pass? Are we trying to get him to come out and set something or slip something? Or are we just going to try to give him the ball and let him create?
You know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You're not going to be able to get it inside right now. You know, they have Kanapke and Niekamp in the game. They're going to clog that middle up as much as they possibly can. So right now I'm thinking, you got to get him something where a double screen, a stagger, something that he can get off those screens, catch the ball, and create. The only tough thing right now, Brian, is there's only 7 seconds left right now. So if he does catch the ball and he attacks, it's going to be a couple dribbles and he's taking the shot. Or do you make it look like we're going to Kale?
I'm going to Kale Rammel. If I'm losing, with my big gun going down.
That's a good point.
I am not losing. No offense to anybody else, and my son's out there. I'm throwing to Kel Rammel.
Absolutely. See, what I'm thinking is they're going to double him, and you're going to have somebody slip.
I'd still go with it. Yeah, and if that's the case, we should have left. Yep. By the way, quick shout out to Ryan Lloyd 10. Kim and Michelle Dews, enjoy your 72-degree weather. It's still going to be 68 here tomorrow. So we're happy with that, too. Indy's ball. Rex Leverett triggering in. We do set a double screen here for Kel Rammel. He catches it. He drives in. Pulls up, gets fouled. They swallowed the whistle. They absolutely swallowed the whistle right there. He absolutely got fouled, and they did not call it.
That was horrible.
That is a bad call that they did not make.
Wow.
They swallowed their whistle. No doubt about that call. He got absolutely hit on that.
If you're watching that FHS, you all can see this. Oh, he just called. Or they call that's on Rex.
Recovery foul number 12. Rex Leverett.
Yeah, he got fouled. Everyone in the gym knows he got fouled. Don't come over and try to explain it. That is obvious. You have a district semifinal game on the line, and he got absolutely hammered.
That's horrible.
One second on the clock. You had exactly what you wanted. You got Kel Rammel with the ball. Full timeout. We're staying here. You had a full time. Oh, you had Kel Rammel with the ball. Exactly where you wanted to go. One-on-one right there. Goes to the middle of the floor where he knows that's his best shot. No one's going to block his shot. He can get that thing off. Get absolutely hit, and they swallow the whistle and don't call it to bail him out.
Comes off that double screen. It's a great look.
Absolutely. Great execution. You got exactly what you wanted.
Oh, man, that's so frustrating.
Yeah, knowing that we have the game right there, we got the shot we wanted with the play we wanted with the player we wanted. Great look.
The tough part here now, too, is so...
We have three fouls.
Exactly.
There's no way we win this thing unless they throw it to us and we have a chance, because that's the problem with playing good defense right there. And they can, anybody they want can explain all this other crap. I don't really care. That was a foul, and a foul is a foul. I don't care if it's 3 seconds to go, you foul, you check, protect the shooter, that's a foul.
Absolutely. Man, that's crazy.
Tay Head's going to be checking the ball line.
Guarded by Daniel Patch in there. Right now, we got to get a steal. It's the only thing we have a chance with 1 second left.
Rex Leverett needs to get on the other side of the knee camp there.
Timeout, Marion Local. 30-second timeout.
They take a 30-second timeout. Again, we'll stay right here.
And, you know, even as a visiting fan, you watch this game, 100% that's a foul.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, it's just crazy. It's plain as day. It's unfortunate that, you know, the ref has swallowed his whistle. And now the Indians, unfortunately, we only have three team fouls. And for us, they're going to just pretty much throw it in and tip the ball.
Well, if you're Marion, I don't – it's a simple play. You throw it deep, and you throw it to the 6'8 kid at half court.
Yep.
Now, the one thing is they got to touch it. So you don't want to throw it up to hit the ceiling. You don't want to throw it out of bounds. But if you just throw it up to the 6'8 kid and let him just deflect it, smack it like a volleyball, the thing's over.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to get real complicated here. You don't have to be real cute if you're Marion.
Yep.
The problem is the Indians played well enough to win this one, and looks like we're going to come up a little short to the number one seed, Marion Local, and we deserve to win this
one.
We played well enough to win this one, and I'm going to say we should have won
this
one.
Yep.
We deserve to win this one. And they do throw it deep, and Mesher's going to catch the ball, and it's going to be ball game. Marion Local wins 35-34.
Speechless.
Yeah, because that's a bunch of crap. Fort Recovery finishes the campaign at 15-10 on the year for Coach Bob Leverett in his first year. Marion Local improves to 23-5. Marion will play St. Henry on Friday night, as St. Henry had won 58-45 over New Bremen. And let's take a couple commercials here, get some stats lined up. And I don't know if Coach Leverett will come up. Typically, they don't come up on the last game because you're in there talking to your guys, which obviously I don't blame them at all. And so we'll wrap some things up here if not. But we'll take a couple breaks.
Yeah.
We'll be back. Again, Marion Local wins 35-34.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month. This month, we are offering 15% off Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil Nutraceuticals. Numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythm, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bourne, or Union City, Indiana. Kaut Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings, and lots of fish and shrimp during Lent. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
And we're back here at Wapakoneta. Again, the Marion Local Flyers defeat our Fort Recovery Indians by 135-34. Scoring went like this for the game. At the end of one, our Indians led 11-8.
In the second quarter, the Flyers outscored our Indians 14-5 to take a 22-16 halftime lead. In the third quarter, we outscored the Flyers 10-8 to trail by 4 going into the fourth quarter, 30-26. The Indians outscored the Flyers in that fourth quarter, though, 8-5 to end up losing 35-34. And at one point, we led 34-32.
Yes, right?
Yep, yep. We led by 2, 34-32.
Yep, they hit the 3, that's right.
With about 30 seconds left to go. And Jaden Mesher, who had 60 threes on the year coming into the night, hits the game winner for the Marion Local Flyers. And I think he had how many for them tonight?
Mesher would have had nine.
Yeah. And leading the way for the Indians was Kel Rammel, standout senior with 19 points. Fellow senior Daniel Patch had 8. Rex Leverett with 3. Troy Holman with 2. And Alex Dews with 2. And here, kind of wrap some things up here. This is coming from Fort Recovery Radio. We want to thank all of our listeners and NFHS viewers for the following as our Indians. Boys broadcast all season on Fort Recovery Radio. We enjoy bringing you all of the games live all season. And we hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed bringing you the games. We want to thank Brian Patch, Jordan Winter, Harold Feely, and Chase Kaiser for announcing the games for us here at Fort Recovery Radio. And we wouldn't be able to bring these broadcasts without all of our great local sponsors, Hall Brothers, Tin the Cupboard, Fort Camp Excavating, Be Your Apparel, K&L Trackers, Wayne IGA, Hastings Auto Sales, Brick Street Tavern, Cooper Farms, Miracle Lanes, Cal Pharmacy, Fowler Mechanical, Wingler Ace Hardware, Fort Recovery Insurance, CSG Consulting. And not sure if Coach coming out?
Yeah, he is. He's over there with Rob.
Okay. All right. So.
Oh. But, yeah, as we wait for Coach here, just a couple wrap-ups. You know, obviously the boys put together a great ending here, great season, and it's a tough one here.
Yeah, it's tough, and, you know, broadcasting the game, it's hard.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially, you know, I feel bad for you, you know, Brian, your son being a senior, and, you know, it's always a tough thing, especially as your kids are, you know, growing up and you see them play basketball their whole career, but, you know, all those boys, those seniors, Landon, Kale, Daniel, you know, gave a heck of an effort tonight, you know, played their hearts out. Those boys were winded, you wouldn't believe. We even talked about it, you know, a couple times during the game, you know, we were holding the ball just so we could get, you know, some wind back in our lungs, and, you know, the boys did a great job, great finish. Unfortunately, we got beat by a tough call at the end, and, you know, you hate to blame it all on the refs, and, you know, you hope that you can make adjustments to, you know, come away with the game, but man, that's a tough way to end a basketball game. But with that being said, you know, good win for the Flyers. You know, they did what they had to beat us, and unfortunately we couldn't walk away with one here. But mad props to all the boys. You know, lots of things to look forward to, and the Indians are going to lose a lot too. So
and I'm sure that's what Coach Leverett's going to talk about. So when he comes over, and I'm sure that's what at least we'll talk to him.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But yeah, so tough game here. Like we said, it's always tough when you get into these predicaments, and boys made a pretty good run. And
yeah, it's always tough when the season ends and you hang up, especially for, you know, like you said, Jordan, and said it quite well, by the way, and thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
It's really hard.
Yeah. Oh, I get it, man. You know, it's tough. We both coached, and even now in your shoes, you know, being a dad, that's just something hard to deal with, and we can't be more appreciative. Here we got Coach Leverett with us, and tough one there, Coach. It's hard to even say anything about that ending, that's for sure. Oh, actually, let's turn your mic on there. There you go.
Is that better?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, you know, like I just told Rob, you know, we wanted a shot there to either be winning at the end and or have a shot to win it, and we had a shot to win it. Had a great look from Kale, and yeah, we'll leave it at that. But I mean, what a great effort, you know, from the whole crew. I mean, even, you know, a guy like Riggs Toby that's played all year for us was awesome on the bench. Everybody was engaged. I mean, we just executed a great game plan. We knew it was going to have to take a great effort. Effort was 1,000 times better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It just stinks that it came down to that. I would love to see that film because I guarantee he got fouled at the end and they swallowed their whistles. But
yeah, I think so I said that a few times.
We probably did one too many times.
I can't understand it, fellas. It's been like that all year. But hey, you know what? If we make some free throws early on, maybe we're not in that situation. So I'm just super proud of those seniors. We just told them in the locker room that they have put the program ahead 5 years by making it to districts this year. Just to get the buzz back in the community about Fort Recovery basketball. I can't say enough for those seniors. Just, you know, they came in every day and worked hard. I don't think they ever did not look forward to coming to practice. We always got after it, and they were always engaged. You know, there was never any lack of focus, you know, through the highs and the lows of the whole season. Like I said the other week, they stayed steady through it all. Just what a great group of young men. I'm pissed because I'm not going to be with them anymore. So
yeah. You know, that's always a tough thing. And, you know, and not only that, you're going to lose three big seniors, you know.
Right.
And, it's just a tough way to end.
Our power went out right at the tail end of our talk with Coach Leverett. We apologize to our listeners for the problem. We want to thank all of our listeners for following our Indians all season long here on Fort Recovery Radio.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.